Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, Connor Newt here with you. We are live at T-Line in West Nashville, 106 Duluth Avenue, as we continue to celebrate 102.5 The Game's 15th birthday. And if you're within the sound of my voice and you would like to win a pair of Predators season tickets in section 102, stop by T-Line, 106 Duluth Avenue. When you walk in the door, you'll see our 102.5 The Game table. You'll see a fishbowl. You'll see some entry forms. Sign up. Put your name in the fishbowl. You must come here to T-Line in West Nashville to register for your chance to win those Predators season tickets, lower-level pair of season tickets. We will give them away near the end of the program. So you've got like 40, 45 minutes or so to get down here, put your name in the hat or the fishbowl. But it is Friday, it is 5 o'clock, and it is time for Ask D-Mace. We still have two prizes to give away, not the season tickets. However, we do have a family four-pack of lower-level tickets to give away for the Predators against the defending Stanley Cup champion Carolina Hurricanes on Tuesday, November 3rd. And all you have to do to have a chance to win that family four-pack of tickets is send in a question for Derek on our text line right now at 615-737-1025. Derek is going to keep track of the questions.
Yes.
He'll pick a winner, and that person will win a family four-pack of tickets in the lower level to see the Nashville Predators take on the defending Cup champion Carolina Hurricanes at Bridgestone Arena on Tuesday, November 3rd. Again, all you have to do to enter to win those tickets, 615-737-1025. Text a question to Derek Mason. Do it now, right now.
Tickets, come on.
Yes.
But hold on. Think about it. Ask a good question
yes.
so you can win the tickets. Don't rush. Don't rush.
Yes. Yeah. You want to ask a good question. Not just, well, Derek likes silly questions. We like to keep it light here on a Friday at 5 o'clock. So just to get the ball rolling.
Yes.
It is our 15th birthday. So, Derek Mason, what is your favorite memory of being on the air at 102.5 The Game?
I think that first year I became, you know, official part of the team. That first year covering the Predators in their march to, you know, play in the Stanley Cup and just came up short. But that whole run, man, it felt like the 99 run for us, you know, where everything just seemed to snowball and continue to build up that whole season. Everything just seemed to click and come together. And that's the way it seemed, that whole playoff run for the Nashville Predators. It just seemed like everything started to click. Once they got through Chicago, it just seemed like they just kept building as a team. And I think we kept building as a radio station and as a show. So that was probably, and I've had a lot of other great moments here, but that one sticks out more than anything.
The timing couldn't have been better.
Yes.
In terms of the maturation of the station, mm-hmm. being the Predators' flagship station, and watching the Predators go on that unlikely run as the bottom seed in the Western Conference, sweeping the Chicago Blackhawks, defeating the Blues, the Ducks, and, of course, unfortunately falling short in the Stanley Cup Final against the Pittsburgh Penguins. But, again, if you want a family four-pack of tickets in the lower level to see the Nashville Predators take on the Carolina Hurricanes on Tuesday, November 3rd, all you have to do is text in a question to Derek Mason, 615-737-1025. He's keeping track, and he will choose the winner, and that person will win that family four-pack of tickets. We've got lots and lots and lots of text messages to get to. Let's start with this texter 2298 on our text line says, who threw a better ball, Steve McNair or Mark Bulger? And consider where you are, Derek Mason.
Who threw a better ball, Steve or Mark? Oh, man. I didn't get a chance to catch many balls from Mark because Joe stayed healthy. And Mark never got a chance to come into the game. So I would say, you know, hands down, Steve McNair. I played majority of my career as him as my quarterback, even in Baltimore for a few years. So I would stay Steve. But Mark threw some good balls to Isaac, Bruce, and those guys. Go look at the film.
Christy on our text line says, over the last several years, what has been the most memorable or the craziest question anyone has asked on the air?
Oh, man, I can't remember that. Do y'all remember some crazy questions that have been asked?
On Ask D-Mace?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what was the one? I'm trying to think. It was like dating advice or anniversary advice.
He called really during the season. I don't know why I'm forgetting his name. Gosh. Because he would call.
There was something about a gift. Yeah. Or an anniversary or a gift for a first date or something. you've had some kind of stuff.
I guess I'm designated the love doctor.
We did have a spirited debate a few weeks ago about the protocol of sitting on the same side of the booth.
Oh, yeah.
And whether, or across from each other.
Right. Yes. And what's appropriate, what's not, depending on the state of your relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Derek is – he moonlights as a love guru.
Yes. Yes. Only on this show. Only on this show. So
let's see. Chris in Columbia says, why do you see more NFL head coaches calling the offensive plays than you do head coaches calling the defensive plays? It seems that's been Robert Saleh's downfall in the past, is that he has turned those responsibilities over to other people and tried to be the CEO head coach. He is such an excellent defensive play caller. I hate to see that happen again. Well, Chris, Saleh will be calling the defensive plays for the Tennessee Titans. That is one change he's making. But, Derek, why do you think we see more NFL coaches calling offensive plays versus defensive plays?
Because I think that's what sells. That's why every, up-and-coming offensive guy is always deemed, the next great head coach. I don't think – if you look at the list of, potential head coaches, I think a lot of them skew more – to the offensive side. Why? Because, point sales tickets. And, people want to see a high-flying offense. They don't want to see a defensive type of game. And what we've seen from defensive coaches is if they don't hire a good offensive coordinator, a lot of times it usually don't work. So, my thing is just be a well-rounded coach. I think the most success I've had as a player is with coaches that, was just, it wasn't an offense or defense. They coached the whole team, whether it was Jeff Fisher or John Harbaugh. They coached the whole, Nick Saban coached the whole team. He didn't just say, well, I'm just going to stick on the defensive side of the ball because that's what he knew. Or Jeff, I'm just going to stick on the defensive side of the ball. Or John, I'm just going to be in the special teams room. No, they were coaches of everybody, both sides of the ball. Now, they may have put more responsibility on certain individuals, but they still managed to coach the whole team.
SD in Franklin says, we talk a lot about vanilla offense during the offseason and all. For a hockey fan who's not too much into football, can you explain how that differs from regular offense/defense and how players build on that?
Vanilla offense? It's when coaches say vanilla.
We've been hearing that a lot lately.
It's we're not going to really motion. We're going to do a lot of base stuff. So, just for instance, just like if I just said trips right or I write Seattle, for us that was all slant. That's simple. You can run that versus cover two. You can run that versus man. You can run that against quarters. You can run a slant just about against anything. Now it's harder when a guy's pressed inside man or two man. It's hard, really hard to run a slant versus two man. But those are like the simple things because no matter what defense you play, more than likely, you still will be able to have a throw there if it's there. So there's no motion in. We're not trying to design some, you know, reverse or some throwback type of things. Everything is basic, what we're learning from day one. Whatever 10 plays, because we don't put in the, you know, the more complex plays the first day of camp. We put in the easy plays so people, so guys can get acclimated to it. So when you hear a coach say vanilla, that means we're just getting on the line of scrimmage, we're not game planning, and we're just running a play. It's no motion, no fancy stuff.
Brian in Mount Juliet says, D-Mace, what was the hardest part of your transition from an NFL player to an analyst on Nashville's best sports radio station? By the way, my birthday is November 3rd, and I can show proof. And that's that's the date of the Predators tickets we're giving away.
Okay.
November 3rd.
Wow. Okay. This guy knows the way to our hearts.
Oh, wow. Now repeat the question again.
He wants to know, this is Brian and Mount Juliet. Uh-huh. He wants to know what the hardest part of your transition from NFL player to radio analyst was.
Not even though I've always managed to stay, you know, I try not to be biased. Sometimes I just, you know, when it comes to guys like UC Soros, I'm going to be biased. That's just the way it is. Everybody knows it. But I try to, you know, tell you what I'm seeing and not something else. I try not to, you know, just because of the Titans, I try not to, you know, show favoritism or anything else. I just call it how I see it, good, bad, or indifferent. And that's the part I think a lot of times for a lot of players, it's either they go to one extreme or the other. It's, okay, since I played for that team, now I gotta talk bad about them. Or since I played for that team, I got to talk good about them. There's a happy medium in the middle. And I found that, and a lot of it I found, you know, in the you know, sort of analyst world, radio world, I found out about it through working with guys like Willie and Darren and George and guys like that. Because you just tell what you talk about what you see, you know. Learn it from Willie every day, you know, because he has to talk about the Predators in a way, but he tries to be fair to the team as well as to the fan base to tell him exactly what he's seeing out there. So that's probably the hardest part for a lot of guys, if indeed they want to do it. Now, some guys just want to get in, and they may do it for a while and they're out. But the guys that really want to do it and want to stay in it, I think sometimes that's the hardest part, to not try to be so biased at times.
Dakota Duke on our text line says, Derek, if you had to give everyone at the station a nickname, what would they be?
Wait, hold on. We don't have time to get everybody.
We don't have time.
Okay, let's keep it to the show.
What would Adam's nickname be?
We already gave Adam Princess.
I'm Princess.
He's Princess.
Because I don't like sweating out. I don't like sweating.
Right.
Nootsie. Connor.
Nootsie.
Yeah, Connor's Nootsie.
I like that.
What would Willie be? Oh, man.
What would Willie be?
What would his nickname be? I guess it'd just be Willie D.
I was just Willie D for a long time.
I call Willie Sticks.
Sticks?
He just looked like Sticks. Arms, long legs, Sticks. Call Willie Sticks.
Now I just need number 11.
Exactly.
Then I'll be ready to go. Yeah.
615-737-1025 as part of our 15th birthday celebration. We have two more giveaways to do before the end of the show. For Ask D-Mace, text him a question. 615-737-1025. The best question, as determined by Derek Mason. If you ask that question, you will win a family four-pack of tickets in the lower level to see the Nashville Predators take on the defending Stanley Cup champion Carolina Hurricanes at Bridgestone Arena on Tuesday, November 3rd. We will continue Ask D-Mace, so you still have time to get your questions in. 615-737-1025. We will continue that coming up next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan. Is the musical theme celebratory songs?
Yes.
On the occasion of our 15th birthday?
Absolutely.
All right.
Songs that they play during celebrations.
Okay.
So I am not going to be petty like
that's
you.
That's two in a row for Adam.
But I'm not going to be petty like Adam because he didn't give it to me
right,
verbatim.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So I just let him
say
yes.
He was a stickler the other day.
Connor sided with me on that one, didn't you?
It was very specific, but you had to hit it.
See, mine was very specific too, but I'm kind of lenient. So I was like, okay.
Look, you guys had all the puzzle pieces there. You just couldn't put them together.
So you think you're better than me, Derek Mason? Is that what you're saying?
Just nicer, that's all.
All right, we're going to continue Ask D. Mace here. I'm pretty nice.
Yes,
we're going to continue Ask D. Mace here, 615-737-1025. The best question, ask to Derek Mason via text message. He will choose, and that person will win a family four-pack of tickets in the lower level to see the Nashville Predators face the defending Stanley Cup champion Carolina Hurricanes at Bridgestone Arena on Tuesday, November 3rd. So if you got a question for Derek and you want that family four-pack of tickets, should be a great game, text us now for a question or with a question for Derek at 615-737-1025. Skyler says, D-Mace, would you rather get into a half-acre fenced-in yard and have to chase and catch 25 individual chickens with your hands, or try and put a pair of handcuffs on a wild raccoon with both of y'all locked in a 20-by-20 room?
Give me catching those chickens. I do not want to be in a room with a wild raccoon. Why would I want to do that?
I mean, that's how a lot of people feel about the new T-Rack.
Yeah, you got to leave T-Rack alone, man.
I like the new T-Rack. I was happy with the new T-Rack.
He's not a wild T-Rack, man. Come on.
I mean, he is a raccoon.
A wild raccoon. But okay. No, I would rather catch the chickens.
Okay. Saul says, I became a first-time father this month. Mazel tov. What would your number one piece of advice be for navigating fatherhood? Shout out to baby boy Ridley.
The advice I would take advantage of the time you can spend with your son. It's a boy, right?
Yes,
with your
baby boy,
with your son as much as you can when they're little, because it goes by really, really fast. Take time out to change diapers. Take time out to feed. Take, you know, because the missus has been through this for the last 9 months. So you need to be getting up just as many times as she gets up in the middle of the night. Even more, I think you should, to take care of the little one. So, because those times, they go by fast, man. And I took advantage of them when I could. And I'm just thinking, had I not taken advantage of those moments, you know, when they were little, bathing them and feeding them and changing their diapers and taking them with me. And it didn't always have to be, you know, the family. Sometimes I just took my daughter and I out, or I took my son and my daughter and I, you know, all three of us went out. So just take advantage of those times you can have alone with your children, because a lot of it's going to be spent together. But those intimate times, because the mom gets it when, you know, she gets it more times than not with the child than the father do at times. So any chance you can get to spend time alone with your kid, please do it.
If I may add something, I am the father of a 5-year-old as of Wednesday and a 6-month-old. And this is something I struggle with. There's so much going on when you have two kids.
Yes.
But even when you have one kid, you feel like there's so much you have to do, so much you have to clean up, so many things you feel like you are leaving on your to-do list. It's okay to put off those things to spend some quality time with your child.
Exactly.
And I struggle with that to this day, and I try to tell myself that. But that's what I would say. I know that you want to get everything all cleaned up, and you want to have a nice quiet evening once the baby goes to bed. But even if it means staying up a little bit later to finish the dishes or vacuum or what have you, take the time to spend that extra few minutes with your child.
That's, yeah, because they go from laying on their back to crawling to walking very fast.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Very fast.
Yes. So. Really, any fatherhood advice for Saul?
This is for the newborn?
Yes.
Okay, this is the one and I'm bummed that I didn't have this pop into my head, because my neighbors are having their first baby. Ooh. And my neighbor, Tara, she's across the street. She said, you got any advice? And I fumbled around. I just couldn't. I was like, you're going to figure it out. You know, just And I didn't have anything pointed. But I do remember what this nurse told us way, way back.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking about if the baby's crying all the time, which can happen. Sometimes you're always going to have those moments where you're like frustrating why your baby can't cry. The nurse said, a crying baby is a breathing baby. So don't worry about it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to think about that because it's true. Like, because sometimes you do have to train yourself to let your baby fall asleep on his or her own and not every time they cry come running over and saying, what do we do? Like,
because they get used to it.
Yeah, because you want to condition them to, like, work it out. They're going to be all right. They're breathing. They're going to eventually fall asleep. And you need your sleep, too, you know?
Exactly.
Now, that doesn't always fly because sometimes the mom is going to say, get your butt in there and get that kid to go to sleep. Pick him up. Hold him.
Do something.
Rock him. Yeah. We can't have – so that's the – you're going to have to struggle with that a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll figure it out.
So I don't know if this next contestant is eligible because he is affiliated with the station. D-Mace, this is Connor's dad.
Oh,
my question is, while at T-Line, did you find the rest of his eyebrow and face? The kid will never go curling again.
Oh, my God.
We're trying to get Mark to put up a plaque.
Now, Mark Bulger, our guest during the previous hour, former NFL quarterback, owner of T-Line, did ask us after the interview if Connor knew it was okay.
Yeah, he remembered. He did remember.
He remembered Connor because I'm sure it's the only time he's had to sweep up blood off of the ice surface.
Yeah, pretty much so.
It's the second because the other one was a former Green Bay Packer. That's what they told me.
Oh, okay. So you're in good company.
I am. I'm on the Mount Rushmore.
So there you go. So your son, hopefully, Mr. Newt, he will have a plaque pretty soon up here.
Do you see the bright red glimmer outside? That's my face radiating from the window right now.
Oh, boy. Gator Tim says, D-Mace, do you see a lot of similarities between yourself and Carnell Tate, and what specifically are they?
None whatsoever.
None? Not
other
a single similarity.
Other than catching a football. No, and I say that not in a bad way. He's just a different type of receiver than me. I think his competitiveness, that can be compared to, you know, my competitor. From what I've seen of Carnell Tate in college, you know, through practices, he competes. So I would say more than anything is that will to compete and go out there. But he and I are two different receivers. You know, the way he operates and his stature and everything else is totally different from mine. So, but it doesn't make – I'm not saying that he's not going to be a good or great receiver. I think he will be. But, you know, comparing us two as far as play style is totally different.
JC in Goodlettsville says, hey, D-Mace, number one, November 3rd will be my 60th birthday. So yet another person mentioning that the date of the game that you can win the tickets for is
November
their birthday.
November 3rd.
So keep that in mind. But then JC in Goodlettsville, says, what current Predators player would be the style you would play if you were in the NHL?
Oh, man.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Style of play that I would play. Oh, man. McCarron.
Oh, yeah?
McCarron's physical, man.
I would allow it, although McCarron is no longer a member of the team.
That's a good one.
I will allow it.
Yeah.
So,
somebody
on the team.
Yes.
But you could see yourself fighting if you're a hockey player.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Because I'm a
physical
and aggressive
competitor. Drop the gloves if needed.
So if you want to drop the gloves, let's drop them.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
I think UC too. And that's why I gravitate toward UC so much. I think UC style of play, him being undersized, him not being considered, you know, the best. But each and every day, each and every game, he comes out and he gives it all, his all. And it's not perfect every time, but he's going to give you 100% of himself each and every time. And more times than not, it's going to work out. So I would say UC.
Willie,
That's why I'm sort of partial. Who would you have said?
For Derek?
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking a winger.
I was thinking a winger as well.
With some speed.
Yep.
That's got skill, but feisty as well. So I thought Victor Arvidsson.
Ah.
Now, D-Mace is not, like, Victor Arvidsson really undersized. D-Mace not as undersized. I think you'd be a perfect size hockey player to do that kind of damage. But I think that combination of skills, I'm thinking Arvey.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Arvey could play. He can still play. He had a good year last year for the Bruins.
He did. One texter says, who is the most annoying cornerback you ever lined up against, and what did they do that got under your skin?
The most annoying, Sam Madison. He played, because I played against Sam in college. He played for Louisville. Sam. So I played against Sam in college.
Louisville.
And he was a talker then. And then when we got in the NFL, he was with Miami. He and Patrick Surtain, and he was even more of a talker. So he was one of the guys that just – and it wasn't like – he did it in a way that was funny too, because he would talk all game, tell jokes, but it just would be irritating at times. But he never stopped. So, you know, we've had him on the show a few times back in the day, at least on the morning show. I know when I was doing the morning show. So we've had Sam on a few times to talk about the Dolphins during the season. So he was one guy that he just never shut up, man. Just went at it all day.
I think this is a good question to wrap up. Ask D-Mace. Outstanding participation. During the break, we'll confer with Derek Mason, and we will be in contact with the winner for that family four-pack of Predators tickets. Of course, we are celebrating our 15th birthday, and for the longest time on our station, we had the great Floyd Reese as part of our stable of analysts. And one texter says, D-Mace, what's one piece of advice that the late, great Floyd Reese gave you that sticks with you?
Oh, man, let me see. Because when I was a player, I talked to Floyd more as a radio show host and as a counterpart is than we did, you know, in practice, because he was the GM. And even though he was out there.
Not in their day-to-day talking
to you. Yeah, he wasn't in their day-to-day. You know, and talking with us. So I got to talk to him a lot. And it wasn't just – it wasn't necessarily like advice, because at that point, I'm just older.
Yeah.
And we're sort of – even though he has years on me. But it was just the way that sort of Floyd talked about things and how it seemed like he was just grateful for, you know, the things that his time in the NFL and the stories he would tell. You know, and how he appreciated the players that he was able to coach, even when he coached or GM, even when he went to New England, him talking about those stories in New England. You know, and you know, having a conversation with him about that whole ordeal of, you know, the whole, you know, Black Monday and everybody getting cut and, you know, just realizing that it wasn't personal.
Yeah.
It was something that had to be done. And, you know, and he explained all that. So, you know, it was good to hear that, too.
Derek did have his day.
Yeah, I had, yeah.
At Floyd's roast. We had a roast for Floyd Reese to raise money for a nonprofit. It was a fun night.
Yes.
Super fun. And Derek did not hold back. He took the full roasting liberties about that day, you know, giving Floyd a hard time for cutting him back.
And
it was so funny. That was a fun night. There was some really funny roasts
there. Yes, we have to be a good
there.
Night.
Jerry Glanville, the classic, the old-time coach for the Oilers.
Yes.
He was a riot roasting Floyd.
Yes, but of course, we can't talk about the 15th birthday of 102.5 The Game without mentioning Floyd Reese. So many good years on this station working with Jared. And it's been, what, 5 years since his passing? And it's hard to believe it's been that long, but we do miss Floyd.
It was just good to hear him talk football.
Yeah.
You know, after the game was over, after he was done with it, really, completely, it was just good to hear his story. Like on air, him telling his story.
Yeah, he was very good at that.
Yeah,
yes.
So that was great.
And while we're at it, let's give a shout out to George Plaster. When Floyd first started, it was George, myself, and Floyd, and George and I had done a weekly with Darren McFarland, a weekly interview with him. He would come on for an hour. You think Barry Trotz was accessible? Floyd would come on for an hour, take phone calls every week of the season. and even into the offseason when he was the GM. It was awesome. And he was, even if the team, I mean, a lot of times the team was great, and so those were really fun times. But even when the team struggled, he would sit in there and take the questions from the callers with the good and the bad. So he was fantastic. But a shout-out to Plaz as well, another member of our alumni.
Of course.
Here on 102.5
The Game. How can we forget?
Yeah.
Excellent participation on an Ask D-Mace, 615-737-1025. We actually do have one more giveaway to do, and we will do that in the final segment of the show. Our handyman, Chad, is walking toward the front of T-Line to grab the entries for the Predators season ticket giveaway. I will unveil the winner when we come back. Plus, we've got one more giveaway. We'll also be in contact with the winner of the Predators tickets as part of Ask D-May. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025 The Game. Indeed, a celebration. We have been celebrating our 15th birthday all day long. Thank you to the good folks at T-Line for hosting us since 6 a.m. this morning. Robbie Stanley and Joe Rex Road all the way through now as we wrap up the show for the week. All right, here we go. The winner of the family four-pack of tickets from Ask D-Mace, SD and Franklin. So congratulations to SD and Franklin for winning the family four-pack of Predators tickets when the Predators face the Hurricanes on November 3rd at Bridgestone Arena. So congratulations to SD. We do have one more ticket giveaway, and we're going to just give it to the first person who calls 615-737-1025. You will win a pair of tickets.
Speed dial.
In the all-inclusive 501 Club at Bridgestone Arena.
Ooh.
For the men's basketball game between Auburn and Wisconsin on Saturday, December 19th.
Ooh, okay.
First caller.
Nice.
A pair of tickets. All-inclusive 501 Club at Bridgestone Arena. Men's basketball game between Auburn and Wisconsin.
Going into the 501 Club, I wouldn't care if it was like tiddlywinks going on in the arena. That's going to be a great night, but that's a great basketball game, too.
Exactly.
Yes, it is going to be a good basketball
game. D-Mace versus Adam in tiddlywinks. All right, I'm there. 501 Club with the food?
Yeah. Call me in.
We're good.
Yes, so first caller at 615-737-1025 will win a pair of tickets to see Auburn and Wisconsin in men's basketball at Bridgestone Arena in the all-inclusive 501 Club. And yes, it is a wonderful place to watch any event. All of the food and beverages you can consume. All right. It is time for the grand prize drawing. A pair of season tickets to the Nashville Predators in Section 102. That's not one home game. That's not two home games.
Ooh.
That's 42 regular season home games. Thank you to everybody who stopped by in T-Line to register. All right, I'm fishing around the fishbowl. All right, I think I got a name. Here it is. Price Houston. Price Houston.
Price Houston.
Yes, or as I say, Price Houston.
Houston.
Yes. Price Houston, congratulations. You have won a pair of Predators season tickets. Section 102. Price, we will be in contact with you. Congratulations.
All right.
You have won.
That's what I'm talking
a
about,
pair
price.
The
of
price
Predators
is right.
Exactly.
Season tickets.
You we will be going on every home
yes,
game.
Yes, we will be in touch with you. Congratulations. Thank you to everybody who has taken part in our 15-year celebration, as we talked about at the top of the show. You know, we've been together as a team now for a couple of years, first in the midday, now an afternoon drive for the past year or so. We love doing it. We love talking sports. We love having nuanced, intelligent conversations with all of you. We appreciate all of your listenership, all of your participation, your texts, your calls. We really do mean it. It makes this job so much fun, hearing from you, reacting to what we're talking about, sometimes bickering with you, but that is Sports Talk Radio, of course. So a big, big thank you to all of our listeners on behalf of the entire station, on-air staff, management staff, sales team. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you've done for our station. The Tennessee Titans are back on the field one more time, thankfully,
in the preseason against the Chicago Bears tomorrow at Nissan Stadium. Quickly, what are we going to be watching for? Spoiler alert, Cam Ward.
All right, so before we get to that, let me just say one thing about as we start year 16.
Yes.
And this is our second year being in this time slot. We're excited. I want to tell our listeners that you're going to want to hear our show each week. We got Derek. We feel really good about how we're going to break down the Titans games throughout the week. We've got, obviously, huge Predators expertise that you're going to hear. But we cover the whole thing. We've got Vanderbilt games. We just re-upped the partnership there. We hope that Vanderbilt's going to have another season where they're going to be exciting and a team
across
that you're going to want to watch. We're going to be having Clark Lee on. We've got Connor Orr we're going to introduce in the coming weeks for an NFL angle from
Connor
the national
Orr
perspective.
Of Sports Illustrated just wrote a fabulous cover story about the Houston Texans for the NFL preview. He will join us every Wednesday at 4 starting September 9th, which is the first day of the NFL season when the Patriots face the Seahawks to open the season. So Connor Orr every Wednesday.
Right.
Elliot Freeman of Sportsnet will continue to join us every Thursday during hockey season. And we'll be honest with you. We'll peel back the curtain. Our most popular segments every week, I think, during hockey season is our chat with Elliot Freeman. I mean, nobody knows the game better than Elliot Freeman. He is my favorite NHL insider. The guy knows everything. The guy doesn't sleep. What's really funny about Elliot is when he does hits during the summertime, he doesn't shave. So he's got this really scraggly beard, and his hair is a little bit longer. But then when the hockey season starts, he suits up. He gets a haircut. He gets a beard trim. But we'll have Elliot on every Thursday. We mentioned Connor Orr, Clark Lee, Trevor Maddich, Chad Withrow, Mitch Light. You know,
silly underdog picks.
Silly
again.
Underdog picks.
Can't forget about that.
So we'll have that. And also, a lot of you probably are wondering about, with Barry Trotz not being the GM, are
yes.
we going to have the GM on every week? We will have, periodically, Chris McFarland
yes.
on. He, I don't believe we'll do it as frequently, but we are going to have really good Predator insight
yes.
With the hockey ops department
yes.
week in and week
yeah.
out once again.
Yeah, so we won't have Chris McFarland on weekly like Barry Trotz. I think the plan is he'll join us at least once a month, but on the days he doesn't join us, we'll have another member of the Predators hockey operations department, maybe Rob Blake, maybe Jamie Langenbrunner.
Somebody.
Yes.
Those guys are big names.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to get to know those
yes,
guys.
Yes, absolutely. So we will have Chris McFarland on the show, keeping up with our Predators GM interviews.
So all that to say, our show's good. So we want to hear from you every day. We want to listen.
Yes.
We want to interact with you. So we hope you will stay with us throughout this whole season coming up. All
yes.
right, now to tomorrow. Here's yeah. my question for you guys. Everybody's freaked out about the first two games. So
yep.
the Monday after these games, everybody's going, what's going on? They're not going to be any good. Cam's the problem. So if Cam lights it up and goes like 7-for-7 and leads a touchdown drive and they come off the field – and they call it a night, and they look great. What's the reaction going to be on Monday? Are we going to have a big pep rally?
It's going to be sunshine and roses. That's what it's going to be. Oh, my goodness.
And really, but really, is it any more significant than the fact that they haven't done well? Like, I've tried to keep perspective, but we're so ruling
it's
by
visual.
Weather vane.
I mean, we are visual creatures, all of us.
Yeah.
If you're telling us something, we want to be able to see it, too, especially, you know, fan bases. Whether it be this fan base or another, you know, you're telling us what they're doing in practice, and that's great, and we believe you. But then what we're seeing isn't matching. So if he comes out as 8-for-8 or 7-for-8 or 6-for-8, I think they'll look at it a little bit different. You know, I think some people are going to the season feeling a little bit better. And I think that should be the case. You know, regardless of what we know we've seen in practice, I do want them to – you know, give the fan base something that they can, you know, sort of be optimistic about
yeah.
going
yeah.
into the season.
I do have one question quickly before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Is tomorrow the final time we will see Will Levis in a Tennessee Titans uniform?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with Will Levis, of course. When roster cut down day. It's on Sunday, right?
It is Sunday, man. It's a bad day, man. It's not a good day. It's really not.
We're not going to celebrate the demise of Will Levis.
As much as we talk about Will Levis, yes. It's still not, you know, somebody's getting cut. It's still not a good day.
And then the question is, what uniform will he be wearing?
Yeah. That is a good question.
Will somebody snap him up, even if it's just the practice squad? Yes. Probably somebody, right?
Oh, of course. He has the tools.
That'll do it for us today. Again, thank you so much to everybody on behalf of the entire station. We're so glad we could be with you for 15 years. Here's to 15 more. We will be back on these airwaves Monday at 3 p.m. reacting to the Tennessee Titans preseason finale against the Chicago Bears. But in the meantime, have a wonderful, restful weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe again. Thank you to everybody listening. You are what makes this station run. We will talk to you Monday at 3.
You said that like Ron Burgundy, Chicago Bears?
I'll read anything you put on the teleprompter.
Oh, man. Be love. Love on your people. Have a safe, blessed, and wonderful weekend. I love you. The team love you. You hear that music. Don't you forget about us, because we will not forget about you. We will be back on these airwaves starting Monday at 3 p.m. to talk about the Titans' last and final preseason game, roster cuts, and everything else. And once again, congratulations on our 15th anniversary as a show, and the best show in town. So as I say, we're going to be talking, and
the Six is next. You're going to be listening.
Peace.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.